FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Transnet has secured a 51 billion rand government guarantee to stabilise its operations. The government has approved the facility to help the struggling rail and ports company meet its debt obligations and support capital investment. The Transport Ministry says the funds will be immediately available. Transnet says the money will help improve logistics performance, boost confidence and support partnerships with the private sector. After last night's meeting between President Cyril Ramaphosa and U.S. President Donald Trump, election analyst Wayne Sussman says what transpired could help the EFF gain support ahead of next year's local government elections. During the meeting, Trump presented newspaper clippings and a video of EFF leader Julius Malema chanting "Kill the Boer" as his evidence of what he's calling targeted killings in South Africa. Malema has dismissed the talks as imperialist theater aimed at attacking him and undermining the country's democracy. Sussman says despite recent challenges in the EFF, including a drop in support and the exit of some party leaders, Malema could use this moment to rally support.
Number of radical voters don't think favorably of the United States of America, certainly under President Donald Trump. And I think that the EFF will definitely try to take advantage of the fact that Trump focused on them far more than any other radical party last night.
ANC stalwart and anti-apartheid activist Gertrude Schoppe has died at the age of 99. In a statement, the party says she passed away peacefully at her home in Gauteng today. She was the former president of the ANC's Women's League, head of the ANC's Women's Section in Exile, and a member of the NEC. A new initiative that will boost connectivity in rural KZN has been launched. The 5G connectivity project is a partnership between Vodacom, the Ingonyama Trust Board, traditional leaders and the provincial government. Speaking at the launch in Durban today, Premier Thamin Tuli said over 100 5G sites will be built in 9 districts. He believes it will be especially beneficial to the youth.
One of the key obstacles has been the observation that many of our youth seek to start internet-based business. They are at a disadvantage. They cannot even apply for job opportunities or see job opportunities through digital platforms because of connectivity problems.
A small private jet has crashed into a military housing complex in California, killing several people. The plane went down in the early hours of the morning in San Diego, igniting a blaze that destroyed cars and homes below. The Cessna 550 jet took off from the Midwest before crashing near the Montgomery Gibbs Executive Airport. U.S. aviation authorities say they are still waiting to get confirmation on how many people were on the aircraft. They say no deaths or serious injuries were reported among residents on the ground. Durban 22 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 21, Richards Bay 24. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.